This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this daily devotional, this daily devotional special, part 25 of our current series, Resolving Conflict. And today we look at Galatians, the fifth chapter, and verse 22 through to verse 23. And as you look at this scripture, on the face of it, you might think, what's this got to do with resolving conflict? Well, beloved, when we are in conflict, when we are battling, when we are arguing, when we are fighting with someone, the fruits of the Spirit aren't there. The fruits of the Spirit disappear. And I believe this as Christians. We need to be sensing the fruits of the Spirit in our lives all of the time. So there is no, what's the word I'm looking for? There is no condemnation to be bringing that up now. There is no problem. There is no issue here bringing this up, because this is how we're supposed to be feeling. This is what Galatians says. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. You know, Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, and he's saying, he's stipulating here very firmly, but the Holy Spirit produces. It doesn't say, but the Holy Spirit produced. It doesn't say, but the Holy Spirit will produce. This is the present tense. I know it sounds like an English lesson. And if you're sitting at the back messing around, stop it, or I'll throw some chalk at you. But the Holy Spirit produces, present tense, produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Watch. This is what the Holy Spirit produces when we have given ourselves to Almighty God, when we have said, Holy Spirit, come and be a part of my life. This is what the Holy Spirit produces in our lives. Love. Joy. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, when I go through that list, some of that list hits me hard because I think I'm failing on that. I don't always get that. That's not always there. Oh my goodness. Beloved, if these things were all present in our lives at all times, if we had love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in our lives all the time, there would be no point in me bringing resolving conflict. There would be no point. It would be a waste of my time. Why? Because you would never be in conflict. How can you be in conflict with these fruits present in your life? Love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. How can that be possible? How can that be possible when we're in conflict that those fruits of the Spirit are present in our lives? It's impossible. So you see, what happens when we are in conflict, some of those things tend to dissipate a little because, you see, something else takes over. We're always constantly in a battle with the evil one, and I believe that that battle continues and continues and continues, even this very day. I was downhearted. I was feeling sad. I was feeling ineffectual. I was feeling as though I was wasting my time. And I spoke to my PA and I said, I don't know what to do. And she just said, simply pray. And I will pray, because this is coming from the evil one. This is nothing to do with you. This is coming from the evil one. And of course, she's right. And I get attacked all the time. Beloved, I know you get attacked all the time as well. But we can stop these attacks right where they start. We can stop this conflict right where it starts. How? By saying, Holy Spirit, I am sensing that in my life today, I am not feeling the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not feeling the fruit that you produce in my life. I'm not sensing that love at the moment. I'm not feeling joyful. I am feeling down, Lord. I am not feeling joyful. There's no peace in my life at the moment, Father. The patience has gone west. I don't feel kind at all. I don't feel there's any goodness in me. There's no faithfulness because I am moaning at the moment. The gentleness seems to have gone. And what has happened to my self-control, Father? You see? What the evil one wants to do is to take those fruits of the Spirit away from you. But he can't. He can't do that. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're telling me now. He can't do that. He hasn't got the right to take the fruits of the Spirit because they don't belong to him. They belong to the Holy Spirit. So what does he do? He tries to whisper in your ear and tell you that they don't exist. He tries to whisper in your ear and say, do you realize you don't have any of the gifts of the Spirit? Therefore, if you haven't got any of the gifts of the Spirit, you cannot be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Holy Spirit wants nothing to do with you. It is lies. Lies from the pit of hell. Because the Holy Spirit, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, I don't care what you think, but I am telling you this for sure. Paul has told this to the church in Galatia, and the Lord God Almighty tells you this now. But the Holy Spirit, say the Holy Spirit, produces, say produces, this kind of fruit in our lives. It's not a myth. It is fact. It is the truth. That is what the Holy Spirit does. He produces this kind of fruit in your life, not now and again, but on a daily basis. And all you've got to do is to understand, if you are not sensing those things, it's because someone else is whispering in your ear that they don't exist. But we know they do exist. We know these fruits are present in our lives. We know that the Holy Spirit has given us these fruits. And when these fruits are on show, it is what shows the world who you are and what you believe. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Say them after me now. Love, say it. Joy. Peace. Come on, repeat them. Let's start from the top because I don't believe you are. I want you to say these gifts of the Spirit, these fruits of the Spirit with me. Mention them right after me now. Love. Joy. Peace. Patience. kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these things are a part of you. If you have welcomed the Holy Spirit into your life, if you have said yes to Jesus coming into your life and making you a brand new person, if you have said yes to Almighty God filling your life, if you have said yes, then the Holy Spirit is producing this kind of fruit in your life, whether you see it at the moment or whether you don't. And I believe that you're listening to this broadcast now and you're realizing this for the first time. You've been saying to yourself, you know what, I don't feel joyful. I haven't got any joy in my heart. I don't know why. It is because Satan has told you there is no joy in your heart. But from today, that is going to change. Are you listening? From today, that is going to be different. Can I get an amen? From today, the Holy Spirit is producing in your life love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and above all, self-control. Because we are saying yes. And we are not any longer going to receive the lies that come from the evil one. I want you to pray with me right now. Right now, at this moment, say these words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding me what the fruits of the Spirit are in my life. I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord God, from this moment on, I would sense love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in my life. That this would never end and this would continue. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that every time I don't feel these gifts, these fruits of the Spirit, it is because I know Satan is trying to convince me that they aren't there. But Lord, I know they are. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And amen.